It's Friday, October 6, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Generative AI takes center stage in new announcements at DattoCon. Male attendees overwhelm the Grace Hopper celebration. Why this matters for everyone. And the OODA loop in business. Agile thinking for an AI-dominated market. This is the Business of Tech. DattoCon happened this week, and I wanted to highlight Kaseya introducing AI-based automation functionality called Cooperbots for its suite of RMM, PSA, backup, and other solutions. These bots use artificial intelligence to handle tasks like onboarding new users and rotating passwords. Specifically improving productivity, Kaseya also announced a flexible payment plan for its backup solutions and a PCI compliance offering. The Cooperbots will be available at no extra charge to Kaseya partners and can be used across various Kaseya solutions. The company aims to automate everyday tasks in Microsoft 365 and Microsoft Azure in the future. Other significant announcements, Microsoft is introducing the third generation of OneDrive, featuring AI-powered Copilot integration, a fluid design refresh, and improved file sharing and management for businesses. The web app has a new design that aligns with Windows 11 and File Explorer updates, and the search experience is enhanced with AI features. Integration with Microsoft Teams and Outlook is planned, and Copilot AI will provide daily digests of file updates and comments. The updates are rolling out gradually, with more to come in early 2024. Google Assistant is getting an AI-powered update called Assistant with Bard. This new version combines Google Assistant and Bard to handle a broader range of questions and tasks. It can now provide more intelligent responses by leveraging generative AI technologies. The update allows Assistant with Bard to access Google apps like Gmail and Google Drive, offering personalized answers. Users can interact with Assistant with Bard through voice, typing queries, or using the camera with Google Lens integration. The functionality initially launches in limited markets and will expand later to iOS and Android users. And for context, according to Gartner's research, more companies are entering the initial stages of generative AI adoption. Over 2 in 5 executives report piloting generative AI, while another 10% are in production. This marks a significant increase from earlier this year. Concerns such as security, cost, and infrastructure requirements have driven cautious adoption. But as vendors improve performance and safety, 78% of executives believe the benefits outweigh the risks. Enterprises are scaling generative AI across multiple business functions, with software development, marketing, and customer service being the most common areas for piloting. Why do we care? There are two focuses for AI tools right now, those you use yourself and those you help your customers use. It's tempting to focus on the tools for yourself alone, which will undoubtedly increase capabilities and capacity. Just remember that the focus for customers is the long-term differentiator. When you say service provider, you want to focus on the provide bit heavily to maximize revenue and profit. The uptake in generative AI adoption among businesses underscores the growing trust and reliance on AI-based solutions, and we as service providers should be the enablers and integrators of these powerful tools. At the Grace Hopper Celebration Conference, intended for women and non-binary technologists, male attendees overwhelmed the event, causing long lines, harassment, and disruptions. Some male attendees even lied about their gender when registering. The increase in male participation frustrated organizers who expressed concerns about limited resources and the need for gender equity in the industry. The incident highlights the challenges women and non-binary individuals face in finding equal footing in the male-dominated tech industry. Why do we care? In a sector that's overwhelmingly male-dominated, spaces that are meant to empower and uplift women and non-binary individuals should be respected and preserved. The fact that some men deliberately lied to gain entry to the event is a gross violation of the space's intended purpose and a disservice to those it aims to support. I think it's important to remember something basic in an industry that struggles with diversity. Don't be a jerk. A group of men lied, pushed, and harassed. We want to create workspaces where people can contribute and be treated well. And it's on us as individuals to do that. Don't be a jerk. It isn't just about being professional, it's about basic decency and respect for others. A blatant disregard for the rules and purpose of the event doesn't just harm those immediately affected, it sets a negative precedent for the entire industry as a whole. Let's hit some Friday big ideas, particularly with a long weekend ahead. An article in ZDNet got my attention. Businesses need a new operating model to compete in an AI-powered economy. Vala Hafshar highlights the widening trust gap as AI becomes more mainstream and emphasizes the importance of human validation in AI outputs. The article also mentions the increasing role of generative AI and the need for companies to have a holistic approach built on trust. It introduces the concept of boundless companies and their ability to use technologies like AI to reach their full potential. The boundless operating model is presented as a guide for organizations to design and develop processes that enhance their responsiveness and connectedness in a rapidly changing world. One of the models used is known as the Observe, Orient, Decide, Act loop, also known as the OODA loop, that military strategist John Boyd designed. He aimed to explain how fighter pilots can excel in combat. His insight was that the ability to sense and respond to rapidly changing conditions more quickly than an adversary gives the pilot a competitive advantage. The other, from Fast Company by Stephen Lind, discusses the changes to how you may send emails with AI infusion. His premise is that improving productivity and efficiency will make us better at email. It can assist with inbox organization, suggest personalized responses, and enhance writing skills. AI integration in email clients will make existing tools more robust and seamless. By automating tasks and providing customized solutions, AI has the potential to save time and reduce email overload, ultimately making email a more effective communication tool. And if you need a little fun, how about the weirdest ways to get hacked, like near-ultrasound inaudible Trojan attacks targeting voice assistants, Wi-Fi signal tracking to see people through walls, and voice spoofing using AI-generated voices. Catch that article in IT Brew. Why do we care? I always like an excellent big picture article about operating models, and always start from the idea of you should have one. Too many providers simply don't have one. Debates over which are fun, but start with having one versus not, and make sure you have one. And I like this one too. I enjoy thinking about how technology may disrupt or improve existing business practices. Email isn't dead for a reason. It works for many situations. That doesn't mean it can't improve, and an academic who spends time thinking about it is a voice to listen to when considering what you may do for your customers. Enjoy the long weekend. Thanks for listening. It's National Noodle Day and World Smile Day. And somehow noodles make me do smile. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend, and I'll be off on Monday, back again on Tuesday. I'll be at MSSP Alert Live in DC if you'd like to join me there, and I will talk to you next week. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPRadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.